This is Let's Talk Big, the big read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College campus read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The campus read book is How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, and tells the story of how each of us creates a place for ourselves in this world. Here to share their insight from the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jennifer Hazel.
All right, it's time to talk big. My name is Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger.
I know you love these passages.
So just stick with us, and I'll just read the whole book to you eventually.
Right.
So I'm going back because I feel like we kind of shortchanged the passage that I started with on our last podcast, where Saeed says, being black can get you killed. Being gay can get you killed. Being a black gay boy is a death wish. You know, we talked a little bit about how we felt that that was really the beginning of how he fights for his life anyway. His realization of his life is taking a path that is going to be challenging.
Let me stop you for a second. Go back to the passage when he was talking about the girl, how it must be okay. Yeah, read that again, and because I actually see a lot of connection between that and this.
Yes. We were talking also on page 45 last week. He was in the auditorium of his school, and they were listening to someone. I think Matthew Shepard had just been killed. It was in regard to that. The girl sitting right in front of me let her head drop to her chest as if felled. She shook her head back and forth, crying softly. It repulsed me then, her freedom. So I feel like he is looking at this girl with such envy that she can just let everyone know how she feels. What's wrong with that? I mean, you feel these emotions, you're moved by what has happened, but yet Saeed didn't feel that he had that freedom. So when we go ahead to page 56, this is where he experiences his first gay encounter with, as it turns out, an older man. The man is in his 40s or something, and he makes plans to meet him. And this line just tears at my heart. The man, they're doing their thing, and then somebody comes in, and all of a sudden, the man, as he says, transforms. I couldn't bear to watch him transform back into a real man and leave me standing there, still a faggot, someone who swung that way and got stuck. It breaks my heart. Here he puts himself out there. He thinks that maybe he can be who he is. He's trusting this older man who should know better than to take advantage of a teenager, because at this point Saeed's in high school. And the vulnerability that he opened himself up for just is heartbreaking. And I think if he had felt the ability to just let his emotions out at that moment, he would have. But again, what do we teach our boys no matter what? Be a man, toughen up.
Well, actually, Jane, the question that kind of is interesting is why is that not a man? And more so, moreover, what he's talking about is why is a gay man not a man?
Right.
And really, why not?
Right.
Because in thinking back the time period, so please keep in mind to our listeners
right. The
time period. He's talking about the 90s, which is just coming off the 80s, when we're just really starting to acknowledge the fact that people are gay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that time period brings with it? It's saying that a gay man is like a woman, and it's like, whoa, 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 wait a second, let's back up here.
Right, and the fact that he had to meet this person, I think he's in a public library, so somewhere where nobody's going to know him, hopefully nobody will see him, hopefully nobody will know what's going on, because again, mm-hmm. there is shame to be associated with who he is. And remember, too, this is in the South, this is in Texas, so things were, I think, a little even more manly, quote unquote, there. So he,
McConaughey's from there. So
yeah, well, see, there we go. It just breaks my heart to think how raw and out there in the open he was left. Just nobody to take care of him. He trusted. He seems like such a kind soul who just wants happiness. He just wants to feel feelings with someone he could care about. You know, he took a chance, and that's not unlike any, you know, boys and girls who are taking a chance on each other, like, oh, you know, it's a big risk. You know, is he going to like me? Is he not? Am I going to do this right? What does he expect? It's no different with Saeed and, you know, another boy or another man. But this was a man who, oh, he just took such advantage of him, in my opinion, of who he was. He got what he wanted and then is just going to leave Saeed there as vulnerable could be.
Yeah, very much so, Jane. And it's almost like, oh, well, that didn't really, you know, happen. I'm going back to being my man.
Right, yeah. Right.
And you are just this over here.
And where are we? Where are we now? Sure, more people are comfortable, it's more accepted to say who you are. You know, I'm gay, I like guys, I like girls, whatever the case may be. But I still feel like there is that stigma of seeing boys, men cry, and if you cry, you're a girl. I still feel like that's kind of out there.
No, I would definitely agree with that. In bringing it back to the book, why is it that Saeed has to fight for his life? Why do we have to do that? Why can't we just be who we are?
Yep, I agree. That's like the million-dollar question.
Right.
Why can't we be accepted for who we are? Who are we to judge? You know, I'm sure I do things that some people scratch their head, but I don't think anybody would say, oh, well, you don't deserve to live because you like grape ice cream or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be interesting ice cream, but yes. No, absolutely, Jane. And it even makes me think if we take this to a much larger scope, if we look at people with different neurotypes, or if we start mm-hmm. looking at individuals who may have disabilities and disabilities that are not ones that are easily seen.
Visible, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that it's larger of that, too. Like, why do we have to fight for our lives to be accepted? We should just be.
Right, right.
And that's really at the core of what I think we really need. And, yes. Well, that's the core of what we're doing here.
It is, right. And I feel like we, as a society, prey on the vulnerable, those who we may think won't fight back. And so, no, they're not going to fight back because they're always fighting to keep their head above water and just
right.
keep their lives on track and safe. We have a lot to learn, I feel, in our society. We've come a ways, but we still have a lot to learn and a lot more progress to make when it comes to being gay, being black, being anything other than what is considered quote-unquote mainstream.
Absolutely. Maybe at another time, I don't know, maybe next year, we might really dive more into the invisible disabilities. Not that I'm dropping any hints,
no.
But no, not at all.
Well, and another little teaser is, what kind of long-term issues does this leave you with? If you can't be with who you are, this plays with your head. That's also a little teaser.
So that'll do it for us today. Jane and I need to stop talking big.
That's right.
On behalf of Jane Berger and myself, just keep on talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.